This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Cure is going to cure my... Well, you know what? I'm getting sick of this cold. It has been, what, 3-4 weeks? I've been seeing patients on telemedicine now, and it's kind of fun. I told you guys I like it. But, boy, you guys are sick out there. Man, you have some nasty crud. There was a woman that spent, bless her heart, she spent about 20 minutes, on the thing. And, with telemedicine, you get to watch it. It's, through video, too. So I get to, through video, watch and hear and almost taste the stuff. It's amazing what we could do with computers now. And, as a doctor, for years I was kind of afraid of computers taking over medical visits. But, like right now with what you guys are breathing and coughing and whatever, it sure does provide a nice barrier. Can I just say that? And what's been going around? So, what are your brethren getting sick from, falling ill from? The big thing I'm seeing is sinus infections. I'm not seeing that much flu. I've written some flu medicine the last few days. Maybe I've written about 20 prescriptions for flu the last few days. But for sinus infections, it's been, like, galore. And some people ask, well, what's the difference between sinus infection and flu and cold? And so colds caused by a virus, okay? Usually these colds, they come on, and a whole bunch of stuff is going on. You got some sneezing, you got some coughing, maybe you're a little achy, you're a little tired, runny nose, maybe you got some ear pressure, maybe you got some sore throat. So there's all this stuff going on, which makes us not think that it's a bacterial infection, because a bacteria has to, like, set up shop and sit there and brew and divide. So there's usually a star of the show when it comes to a bacterial infection. With cold, it's, you got a little of this, got a little of that, you got a little of this, a little bit, little bit of this, little bit of that, that kind of thing. That's a cold. Now, the flu, that's a virus, too. But, boy, that just hits you with a ton of bricks. Flu isn't mild and subtle like a coronavirus or an adenovirus or an enterovirus. The flu, like an H1N1 or an H3N2 or an influenza B, they just come on and just knock the crap out of you. And you got fever, you got body aches, you got chills, you got sweats, you got the sore throat, you got the cough that won't stop, you got the nausea. So that's how I could tell it's flu. And it's interesting because, people go, well, if it's telemedicine, you aren't, testing them, you aren't doing the swab. And, I told you, my teachers trained us to diagnose without a fancy CAT scan, without a fancy MRI, without a fancy blood test. We're supposed to be able to pick up whether somebody has, appendicitis without using the fancy test. You use the test to confirm. You don't rely on the test to diagnose. You diagnose. That's what we were told. You're the doctor. You diagnose. A machine doesn't diagnose. Well, that obviously they didn't, foresee the ACA and later foresee robotics and AI, whatever. So flu hits you like a ton of bricks. Cold's a little bit more subtle, but everything's going on. Sinus infections mean something is setting into the sinus. Now, it still could be viral, but many times it's bacterial, but it could still be viral. Where now the star of the show is the sinus. And it hurts. And it feels clogged. And it feels like there's glue in there. And the reason why is you have some sort of infection and the body decides to wall it off. The body's trying to protect your brain, protect your other parts of the body. Now, you may get some residual throat issues and draining, and then you might cough. but you could clearly see the teeter-totter. You could clearly see where the weight of the problem is, and that's in the sinuses. And so when you get that, there's like no doubt. And for sinus infections, when they come and they come on hard, we're usually a little bit more liberal when it comes to antibiotics. But sometimes antibiotics don't just cut it. Sometimes the reason why you're having all that pain is the inflammation. So we may do some nasal steroids, we may do some decongestants, that kind of thing. And then you have the cough and the bronchitis is coming out. A lot of bronchitis. So people are saying, oh, I'm coughing up green stuff. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bacterial. Okay, the green stuff happens because of the inflammatory fluid. Bacteria and viruses don't necessarily have to manipulate the color. Many times that's your snot. That's just stuff that, you know, boogers are kind of greenish, you know, greenish yellow. It's the inflammation that's ensuing. And the average bronchitis is viral also. The problem is if it's going on longer than a week and it's not getting better, and I'm afraid you're going to start to turn into having a pneumonia because you're not getting big deep breaths and it's starting to hurt and you're fatiguing, I will give an antibiotic after about a week or so. But for the first few days, no, it's probably viral. And then again, we might add a little bit of steroids, either a steroid inhaler, a decongestant, because you're making the gook. The problem is that some bronchitises will last weeks because of the inflammation. And then the more you cough, the more you inflame it, and then you get more inflammation. So I've been seeing a lot of bronchitises, a lot of that, a lot of bladder infections. Yesterday, there was a woman that had really severe abdominal pain. So I had her lie down, and I had her do some tests that we taught the medical students. You know, obturator, Rofsing sign, things like that. I had her flex her hip, move her hip. Does that hurt her tummy? She said, yeah. I said, push on the left. Does that push on the right? She said, yeah. I go, find the spot, because we're looking at appendix. Draw a line between your hip and the belly button, that diagonal line. Push in there, maybe, you know, two-thirds down. Does it hurt? Yeah. I'm like, it sounds like you have appendicitis. Now, that was over the phone. I didn't touch her. And I'm like, look, I got to send you to an urgent care. I have to send you to an ER, you know, to get a scan, but it sounded like appendicitis to me. Again, I wish I could be there, wish I could touch you. But those are the kinds of things that we see, and which is why actually telemedicine can work, because you have to do a good history. And then for the physical, what we've been doing, because again, a lot of these people don't have access to a doctor. Their doctor's closed. Many people don't have after hours. We walk them through their physical and have them tell us what they find and what they see. You know, and you know, maybe it's not as accurate, you know, but at least it's better than nothing. So that's what we've been doing. All right, guys, don't go away. Valentine's Day, why it is the most hated holiday of the year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, that's my cat on Facebook and Twitter. Sorry, she is so mean. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I got a dog and multiple rescue cats. And one of my cats we actually adopted from my ex-boss, who warned me that she was kind of a little bit of a witch. And she's kind of older. She's about 13. And it's the only cat that doesn't want tickle tummy. The other cats, they ask for rub tummy. And so I'm trying to train her. And she's as sweet and cuddly as a cactus. And I'm starting to warm up to her. But anyway, she yells at me on this video. And so you can see that and find it, I hope, very entertaining. I'm, like, still bleeding from making the video. But what are you going to do? Okay, so let's just... Okay, what's the elephant in the room? Let's just talk about it, okay? Valentine's Day. It sucks. I hate Valentine's Day. And I'm married. Right? I have, you know, my husband, and we're going to probably go and celebrate Valentine's Day. And I've just never looked forward to this holiday. Apparently, they say less people are celebrating. They say 10 years ago, more than 60% of adults planned to celebrate. But today that dropped to just over half. That's according to the National Retail Federation. So now half of people are going to celebrate Valentine's Day, as opposed to 10 years ago where it was 60%. Before that, probably 70, 80%. Valentine's Day used to be a big deal. Now, no. Well, maybe it's because many people have more than one boo, you know, or, you know, bae, even though bae is supposed to be, you know, you're only one, right? You're one and only, so to speak, above anyone else. But there's, I think, a lot of people out there where they just don't have their one betrothed, you know. Many people have, you know, moms of their kids, baby mamas, and they love them all. You know, or, you know, same thing with daddies. You know, you might have a kid with one and a kid with another. It's a different society now. I've been married to my husband now for 20-some years, and it's Valentine's Day. And I mean, maybe we'll go out to dinner. I don't want him to buy me flowers. I don't want him to buy me anything because I don't want him to spend money. You know, we got a nice trip coming up this summer, so I'd rather we save the money on that. And flowers die. You know, every time I get flowers, it's nice, but they end up dying. And I think when you look at married people not liking it, a lot of single people, you know, figuring out, well, who do I get what if I have all these people in my life? You know, you start to kind of go, well, wait a second, who's really winning on this whole Valentine's thing? Well, retailers. They say spending continues to rise, and it's projected to top $20 billion this year. $20 billion. They say average spending on Valentine's Day is expected to be a record average spending, $160 or $162. Okay, a box of chocolate costs $20. If my husband only buys you a $20 box of chocolate, maybe I can rip a new one. But really, you're supposed to spend about $170. Now, mind you, this is coming from the National Retail Federation, so maybe they're trying to make you stop and think and go, oh, crap. But have you ever ordered flowers? They're expensive. Flowers and delivery and throwing a teddy bear on there and a balloon. So they say that's a total of $20.7 billion. Consumers are going to buy cards, candy. They'll do it for friends, family, coworkers, and pets. Okay, buying a lovey-dovey Valentine's Day gift for a pet, that is a little odd. Because, you know, see, Valentine's, to me, it's really not about, like, friend love. It's about your lovey love. Not supposed to do lovey love with your pets. That's a little odd. Now, you know, we do have Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo is, you know, the man of the house. It's supposed to be my husband and then my sons, but it's the male cat. And Shaky Boo does get kind of protective of his mama. And he will show me his love by peeing all over my clothes. And I can't get the smell out, so I have to throw him out. So that's what he's giving me for Valentine's. I'm going to give him a swift... Okay, no, I won't say. Okay, so Valentine's Day. Here we go. If you're single, okay, the last thing you need is to be reminded that you're single. Valentine's Day inundated with the normalcy of being in a relationship, so that if you're single, you feel like crap. You feel like there's something wrong with you. So if you're single, Valentine's Day really, really stinks, and it's really depressing. So you shut off the TV, you avoid shopping, you avoid others, and you kind of remain indoors. This whole week has been about Valentine's and Valentine's Day specials and love and people kissing and giving themselves diamond jewelry. If you're single, you're like, please. Then if you're married, okay, they say when you're single, the last thing you need to be reminded of is that you're single, right? But now when you're married, the last thing you want to be reminded of is you're not being wined and dined and you're not being courted. So if you're married, Valentine's Day just kind of reminds you how much you're lacking in sex and romance. But worse yet, now you are compelled to do something for Valentine's Day, and you get no credit for spontaneity. no credit for being romantic because the whole world seems to be celebrating Valentine's. So if you have, you know, a wife who really likes the, you know, the Valentine's celebration and you don't, you're a guy and most guys don't. I don't blame you. I'm with you on that one. And you decide to get her flowers or chocolate or whatever, you might already be 3 feet, you know, you might have already sunk yourself 3 feet. Because, well, everybody's doing that. You should have come up with something newer or specialer. And you're like, well, it's Valentine's Day. If I didn't celebrate Valentine's Day, you'd get mad at me. But, you know, you just buying the chocolate or buying the rose kind of means like you did your duty. So, again, for married people or people in couples, it sucks. It's all pain, no gain. If you mess up and your gift or celebration is not very romantic, you're in the doghouse. Then if you forget about the holiday altogether, not good. All right, so, the candy. I don't like those hard Valentine's candies. I heard a rumor that they may be getting rid of those stupid ones that we have to read. You know, like Too Hot or I Love You or Goodbye. I remember, I think those candies came out maybe in the 70s. I don't know. I don't remember that far back. But they were hard. They weren't very tasty. You'd almost crack your tooth. And when I think of chocolate, when I think of candy, I think of chocolate. You know, and maybe lollipops, maybe vibrant colors. The Valentine's hard candy is the worst candy out there. They're pale. They practically crack your teeth. They're not very tasty. And then you have to stop and read them before you eat. So I think that's ridiculous. All right? And then here, be mine, be my Valentine. Don't give anybody any more work to do. I mean, you know, you could be pretty high maintenance. And what if I'm not ready to commit? You telling me, right, when we're reading these things, to be mine and be my Valentine, I don't know if I want to commit to that job. That just may be too much. And so I hope this next Valentine's we stop asking people to be your Valentine. Now, I get it. For some, they're like, okay, fine. That means they're committing. But what if you're not ready to commit? You got to celebrate Valentine's Day with your girl of the week right now. And if you're dating her on Valentine's, you're screwed. Because now there's this underlying commitment to being a Valentine. It's almost like a marriage license. And then your gift better measure up, and this is why, okay? Valentine's Day gifts are made to be publicized. So even if you give your sweetheart the gift in private, it's going to be on social media. It's going to be broadcast at work the next day. In fact, not sending the gift to their work would be a major, major faux pas. Because people want to, you know, I mean, if everybody else has flowers on their desk and your girlfriend doesn't, you're screwed. See, this is what I don't like. It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you're single, what do you do? Well, you know what? Celebrate your friendships. Do a singles night out. Celebrate your freedom. You could do a friend Valentine. What's a friend Valentine? It could be a bottle of wine, a stuffed toy with no heart. It could be a book, a gift certificate, a funny poem. So maybe celebrate being single on Valentine's. If you're married, since the gift of spontaneity has been already hijacked, then maybe do something creative and unpredictable, like write a poem, maybe make a nice luxury bath, maybe do a weekend trip, candlelight dinner. You know, don't just do the typical Valentine's thing. And don't spend a lot, okay? Write a song, maybe a personalized song list, a little doodle. Here's my poem. Arteries are red, venules are blue, my gonorrhea has cleared up, how about you? So that's something you could write if you want to, you know, use it, right? And then men, don't buy men perfume, they don't like it, okay? Give them a day off. Happy Valentine's, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While it falls well short of giving him the border wall funding he's been demanding, reports are President Trump is still going to sign a bipartisan agreement on border security that would keep the government running past an upcoming Friday deadline. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We'll see what the final package looks like, but like you said, and like the president himself said yesterday, he's not happy about it, but he's okay because he's going to get the job done no matter what.
Sanders, speaking on Fox and Friends, hinting also the president may use an emergency declaration to move money to wall building from other federal programs, something Democrats in Congress are warning him against. The Senate Intel Committee reporting after nearly 200 interviews, they've uncovered no direct evidence of conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC is telling us that the bad part of flu season has yet to come. So we thought we were starting to come out of the woods, right? Because we were supposed to leave the peak. But The CDC says the flu is likely to increase over the next few weeks. Doctors at the CDC maintain there is a 60% chance that the flu season hasn't even peaked yet. And the worst is yet to come. Now, flu season lasts October 1 to end of May, technically. So many areas will still see flu in April, May, etc. Peak is supposed to be December to February, roughly. So you're going to see other sources saying, well, it's October 1 to March 31st. Or it's just roughly October to June, you're good. Okay, just, you know. Which then poses the question, where can I still get a flu shot? And will it even help? Yes. We were seeing influenza B last year in March and April. Absolutely, you could still get the flu shot. It is not too late. So what's going on here? All right, I mean, why would the peak flu season shift? Well, usually peak flu season is December. I thought it would also be November. I've seen a lot of flu in the November. But I guess with global warming and, I don't know, I hate to call it that, but climate change and, let's just say with winters seeming to start a little bit later, we notice a shift. Well, then we're going to see a shift with the peak. Rather than seeing a November to early February peak, we're seeing a December to March peak. So that makes sense. And I mean, look at the weather out there. It's cold. You guys are really, really getting kind of sick out there. It's not good. So last year's flu season killed 80,000 people. We're not messing around. Now, some of you have asked, you know, what I've been seeing. And so I'm seeing patients online through telemedicine. And what I am seeing, not that much flu. Like I said, I probably only wrote maybe 20, maybe I had about 20 cases of the flu. And my territory is all of Nevada. So I haven't extended out to other states. So my territory is all of Nevada. And even though I'm not the only doctor providing care for all of Nevada, I've seen a lot more other things than flu. I'm also seeing a lot of bladder infections and a lot of pink eye. There's been a lot of pink eye going around. So that I find pretty fascinating. Pink eye and then bacterial conjunctivitis. Pink eye is usually viral, hits both eyes. One eye is usually bacterial conjunctivitis, even though you can get it in both. So we've been seeing a lot of that. But in the families where we diagnosed flu, I would say 5% of them did get the flu shot. The majority of them did not. So when people ask me, Dr. Dahlia, what do you think about the flu shot efficacy this year? I kind of can't say. Because the majority of the people who got the flu didn't get the flu shot. But have I had people that got the flu shot get the flu? Yes. A couple weeks ago, there was a cluster at somebody's work where a bunch of people, we talked about this, had the flu, and they all got the flu shot together at work. So then that makes you wonder what kind of a, you know, batch they might have gotten. It might have been a crappy batch, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the flu shot for you or I or the rest of the country stinks. So that's kind of the latest on that. You know, be careful. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say more men with low-risk prostate cancer are doing nothing about it. And I guess they're fine. They say more men with low-risk prostate cancer are foregoing treatment to instead watch and wait to see whether their cancer progresses. And the experts are like, fine by me, that's good. Please don't do that if you're African-American. Or if you're black, do not wait and see. Prostate cancer can be a lot more aggressive in black men. So, back to this. According to CNN, among men with low-risk prostate cancer in the United States, 42.1% use the watch and wait approach called active surveillance. You're not surveillance. Fine. And in 2015, this went up from 14.5%. So now almost half of men are like, okay, not blowing it off, but watching it. That's according to a study. And I'll tell you what that means. They say compared with high risk or intermediate risk, low risk prostate cancer tends to grow very slowly. They are right about that. And sometimes it grows not at all. And they say it could be considered as an alternative to treatment options like surgery or radiation therapy. Now, surgery and radiation therapy can come with a lot of side effects. Impotence, pain, bowel issues, incontinence. In 2010, a U.S. National Comprehensive Cancer Network updated its prostate cancer guidelines to recommend active surveillance for patients with low-risk cancers or a short life expectancy. So if you're 92 and you have prostate cancer, they're not going to recommend you going through the whole rigmarole of treatment. As the use of active surveillance climbed between 2015 and 2017, it became the most common approach to manage low-risk prostate cancer. You have cancer of the prostate, it's a low risk, watch and wait. Now, Dr. Brandon Mahal, a clinical fellow in radiation oncology at Harvard University's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, said we found that in low-risk prostate cancer, active surveillance use nearly tripled. Well, yeah, with the way things are going with the ACA and all that, you know, and tests not getting paid and things not getting covered, I don't think a lot of people had a choice. They say overall these numbers are a good sign and a good thing. They said from 2000 to 2015, there's been a lot of new evidence. The highest level of evidence we can get in medicine, which are prospective trials and some of the randomized trials. Okay, now I am not going to argue with Harvard. But I can't stand when an article comes out or a study comes out saying, you know what, we could do nothing, we could watch and wait. And then a few months later, they go, whoa, whoa, wait a second, you know, unless you're African-American. Remember that happened last year. They're like, no, if you're black, do not watch and wait. It's aggressive. So then they need to be damn careful, very careful coming out with these things. Now, they're wording it properly. They're wording it exactly like they should. Low-risk prostate cancer. But how does the average person reading these articles and scanning social media know when people see a watch and surveillance or watch and wait, right, and not get treatment, they'll be like, all right, I don't get treatment. How does the average person know what kind of cancer they have? Do you know if you were diagnosed with prostate cancer, how do you know if it's low risk, high risk, speedy, aggressive? Well, the only way you could tell is, one, if they do a biopsy. And sometimes they could tell by the histology. The other thing they could do is see how fast your PSA rises, your prostate-specific antigen. And it's pretty damn specific. It's not very sensitive, but it's pretty specific. Meaning, if your PSA is high, if you have prostate cancer, your PSA will most likely be high. And as the prostate cancer is getting better, it most likely is going to be low. But PSAs, just because they're high, doesn't necessarily mean it's prostate cancer. It could be prostatitis. It could be an inflammation. And so, you know, yeah, they can get away with that, but the average person needs to be very careful what they read. So prostate cancer is the second most common cancer among men. And we just saw 1.3 million new prostate cancer cases in 2018, according to the World Cancer Research Fund. And in the United States, they say 11.2% of men. So almost one in nine, will be diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point. So 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. 1 in 9 men will get prostate cancer. This new study included data from 164,000 men diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so I get how you don't want everybody getting the prostates cut out and all that. I get that. But they got to be really, really, really careful with the way they word these. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEAVE.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, whenever I hear of a fake doctor story, somebody pretending to be a doctor, it just seems to come out of Florida. Mind you, Florida is one of my favorite states, but here's another Florida man posing as a doctor. I don't understand why is Florida such an easy place to do this. I don't get it. It's just you hear this all the time. I'd say probably every 6 months, somebody's getting arrested for being a fake doctor. And you know, I'm very flattered, okay, that some of you want to resemble and, you know, forge your way into a profession and appear to look like us and be us. It's very flattering. But we're not that cool. There's a lot of cooler people and people that make a hell of a lot more money than doctors. I think you could get a lot more bigger bang for your buck. I, you know, made more money waiting tables than I did as a doctor. some years. So I would, if I were you, going to pretend to be a food server or a bartender. Bartenders make bucks. Anyway, this guy wants to pose as a doctor. And he claimed he could cure diabetes through a bizarre procedure that involved extracting and injecting a patient's own blood. His name is Onelio Hippolyt Gonzalez. He's 73 years old from Hernando County, and he's in custody today, yesterday, following his arrest last week on charges including the unlicensed practice of a healthcare profession. Florida Department of Health says a fake doctor advertised his services on a website called El Clasificado under the alias Dr. Onelio Hippolyt. And his profile had a picture of him in a white coat. He had a white coat. Looks authentic to me. States he could cure everything from Parkinson's disease to leukemia. Okay, that's the trick. Have you guys ever seen my coats up front? Are my coats white? No. They're stained with lunch. They have a lot of pen markings. You could see, you know, collar stains. I don't wear an ultra white coat. If I had a coat that was white, now maybe for my TV hits I do, I'll wear white coats for TV. But if you ever see me up close in my white coat, it's very used. It's very lived in. That's one way to tell a doctor's fake. If they have a nice, crisp, beautiful, clean white coat, makes no sense. Makes no sense. So he could cure Parkinson's to leukemia. Hippolyt Gonzalez checked the patient's blood pressure and the pulse. Ooh. That sounds authentic. And then placed a band around the patient's head and told him to hold a metal rod. Both the band and the rod were connected to a machine on the table. This is according to Hernando County Sheriff's Office. And they wrote a press release and described an alleged appointment between a patient and Dr. Hippolyt Gonzalez that occurred on February 7th. Once turned on, the machine began making beeping noises. Beeping noises in medicine sounds authentic. Now, the doctor told the patient that the device was testing his heart, the brain, the intestinal system, the bones, the nerves, and everything else. The visit reportedly occurred at a home in Brooksville that Dr. Hippolyt Gonzalez said his friend lets him borrow for medical activities, a home. And look at the machine. It's called a quantum therapy analyzer. It looks all medical, having all these, you know, cords. So after the test was over, he gave the patient a grim diagnosis. He said that his cholesterol was on the rise. He wasn't getting enough oxygen delivered to his brain. His liver was 50% fat. And the gallbladder state was declining. On top of that, he diagnosed the patient with diabetes and osteoporosis. Then he said that he told the patient that the diabetes could be cured if he was paid $2,000 for future treatments, including blood injections. So then the supposed doctor called a mystery person who he claimed was a homeowner and someone who underwent the same procedure for diabetes to vouch for his work. That's when police came in and busted him. Apparently, this guy never had a medical license, duh, of any kind with the state. He reportedly stated he started out as a lab technician in Cuba and then came to the U.S. to study iridology, herbology, and nutrition. He said when he was asked about the blood injection procedure that he claimed would cure your diabetes, the fake doctor said he draws the patient's blood and then he injects the same blood he just withdrew. Okay, well, if the needle's not clean and if he's not using, you know, aseptic technique, that could kill you. He said when the blood enters the body, it combats the blood cells and increases the immune system, which isn't really the pathway that diabetes needs to be conquered, but I get it. Anyway, he's being held on a $10,000 bond. Now, why am I bringing this up and spending so much time on that? Because all of us have gotten duped by something or somebody. And it's not that we're stupid. It's that we want to believe it. So the latest thing I did, which I got duped on, and was just 2 years ago. And I was watching a commercial when I was getting my nails done. And I do a lot of TV stuff. And there looked like a do-it-yourself way to do spray-on makeup. And I've had the spray-on makeup, and it looks really good on me. And I was like, I could do it myself. This is fantastic. And I saw the commercial, and I knew you don't buy stuff on infomercials. I knew that there was no way I was going to look like the girls on TV. But I did it anyway because I wanted to believe in it so badly. I wanted to believe that I could then do my makeup professional style. That's a problem. So, and if that's for something as vain as makeup, then imagine somebody who is scared to death of diabetes, scared to death of dementia, scared to death of Parkinson's. They'll do anything. That's why these quacks out there claim they cure cancer. And there's a market because people will do anything. They are scared to death. And that's what these charlatans feast on. They prey on your vulnerability and your fear. And, you know, so many people will go for something cheaper. You know, some of these telemedicine visits that the platform gives, some of them are free, depending on your insurance. Well, a patient had called, and he clearly had to go to the ER, but he didn't want to do it because it was free to do the teledoc service. I'm like, yeah, but you really need to go to the hospital. This is bad. No, because the teledoc is free, so let's make that work. When people want to make something work because they think it's cheaper or they're going to get more bang for their buck, they sometimes don't make the most lucid decision. And they could be the smartest person out there. But right then and there, they make stupid decisions. One parent, her kid was really struggling to breathe. You know, not really struggling to the point where I had to call an ambulance, but the kid was working very hard to breathe over the last couple days. I'm like, take the kid to the ER. He needs a chest x-ray, he probably needs a breathing treatment, whatever. Well, let me do it myself, and I really don't want to go to the ER, and I don't want to whatever. I go, is the kid, you know, turning blue? I mean, and the kid just didn't sound well. And I almost hit the 911 button. I was like, I understand there's convenience, people want to save money, but sometimes people can talk them out of stupid stuff. And, you know, how many kids have died because their parents wanted to hesitate on going to the ER? That's an epidemic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.